Travis County Clerk Dana DeBovar says she's had to reject 27% of mail-in ballot applications she's received for the March primary so far. People applying have to provide their driver license number, state identification number, or last four digits of their Social Security number. But DeBovar says voters are being mistreated. She says she has to reject applications if the person uses a different form of ID than they used when they first registered to vote.
I would love to have done more communication about this, but I am hamstrung.
Dallas and Tarrant counties say they've rejected about 40% of applications, with administrators saying some are using an outdated form. House Speaker Dade Phelan says Senate Bill 1 only aimed to make sure the ballot is as secure as possible. The Texas Secretary of State says he urges counties to call his office for advice on the correct way to process mail-in ballot applications. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.